spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the All Arizona Daily Download. Nothing but Arizona news stories on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Number 3.
Mark Kelly plus 34.
All right, let's explain that. He's running for Senate against Martha McSally. Mark Kelly leads McSally by 34 points with independents.
Yes. Oh. Independents.
That's who's going to make or break you.
Yeah.
So
what and we are a state, by the way. I believe we're about a third independent.
We are.
So that's she locked up the base. But the independents,
she's
well behind.
Yeah. Now, if she loses, this will be the second loss for a Senate
seat
in a couple of years. That's amazing. All right. So what do the polls say? McSally versus Kelly.
According to a new poll from OH Predictive Insights, Arizona Senate race has gotten tighter, but Mark Kelly continues to hold the lead over Republican Senator Martha McSally.
The margin has gotten a little closer. Last month, he was plus 10. Now 5. Currently, Mark Kelly, if the election were held today, has 50% of the vote. Martha McSally at 45% of the vote.
Mike Noble with OHPI says...
Wrong. I think that poll is not right. I think 5 is kind of silly. He's been up by so much, even though he hasn't done anything to deserve it. But she hasn't moved the needle. I don't buy 5 that she's up by 5.
Well, the thing I'll say is she's tried, but she's just not good at it. Well, she's gone out there. She's tried, but he's done nothing. I mean, we had him on. I've had him on twice.
I don't know what he stands for.
I have no idea.
No, I don't know.
I could not tell you.
I know Martha McSally's a fighter pilot. She says it every 5 seconds. Great.
He was an astronaut.
Great.
At least she's got a voting record, though. You can look at her and say, well, she's got a voting record.
What the big change or difference that happened is that Martha McSally was able to consolidate her Republican base.
But by doing that, Noble says McSally has pushed away independent voters.
Okay, so maybe this is the deal. What did she call him? What was the name calling that she used at the debate? Called him Counterfeit Kelly.
Yeah, she's going after him for all kinds of, some of those ads.
He's sexist.
Yeah,
he
had some sort of sexy party selling watches on a yacht. Sounds like a party I'd like to go to.
I don't know.
I love watches.
I don't know if I buy any of that stuff. I think it's more than 5. Arizona's never been in love with Martha McSally.
No.
End of the story, period, at the end. That's just the way it is. Could she pull it off? Yeah, she could pull it off. I mean, maybe the polls are wrong. She hasn't won a single poll.
No.
I haven't seen one poll with Martha McSally leading.
Was it last week or the week before, there was one where she was behind by 1. And that's the closest we've seen her.
The All Arizona Daily Download.
Number 2.
HOA says no to BLM.
Yeah, welcome to the world of the HOA. First of all, the fact that you could put supposedly any signs up on an HOA area is amazing. But... Melanie Boyle hung a hand-painted Black Lives Matter sign in her home in July, show support for the movement and her demands for justice. And, she wanted to do something. She had conversations with neighbors, people that were, some Trump supporters, and people seemed to be okay with it. Then lo and behold, here comes the HOA in September, said, nah, violation, take that thing down. They said they have the power to dictate which sign and flags can be displayed in homeowners' yards and on their houses, the power backed up by federal, state, and local laws.
So I'm assuming that this neighborhood doesn't have any Trump or Biden campaign signs, because that would be wrong too, right?
Supposedly, there's some Trump flags. She says if those are allowed, then mine should be allowed as well.
You either allow them all or you take them all down. I mean, it's one or the other.
They said some people put up congrats signs, for graduation and sports teams' logos.
If you're a Cardinals fan, you put out a Cardinals flag. Yeah. Your alma mater, college football team, you could put a flag out for that.
Yeah.
It's only one day, though. It's only one day. So, are you not allowed in this neighborhood to wave the American flag?
So...
I mean, my neighbor's got a pole, American flag on top of it. It's
you have
all
an
good.
HOA?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but I'd rather live in one.
What they're saying is Black Lives Matter signs are not allowed along with political flags.
So it's about flags. It's not about yard signs.
It might not be about yard
signs.
What's
the difference? What's the difference between a support Biden sign and a support Trump sign in the front yard or a Black Lives Matter flag?
I couldn't tell you.
Yes or no to both of them.
HOAs are just, they're the Karens of... The homeowners.
They were Karen before Karen
they
was
were,
Karen.
That's Latin. HOA is Latin for Karen. It is the... There's never a good thing. Like, man, did you guys hear what the HOA did? That was pretty awesome. It was the worst thing you could think of.
You ever been to an HOA meeting?
Oh, my God, they're hilarious.
They are the worst.
If you want to see a bunch of people that got beat up in high school and wanted to have some power, go to an HOA meeting.
You know how we talk about the cancel culture? I'd like to cancel HOA members. Except if you're in mine and you're listening to the
show. I was going
to
say.
Because I like you.
Yeah, totally.
I really
like,
don't know.
Oh, my God, they're going to come.
They're going to come and kill me.
There was some. I got a call at our HOA one time. That we don't have one now. That said, your trash can's not in. I'm like, I'm at work and it's 2 in the afternoon.
What do you want me to do?
The All Arizona Daily Download. Number one.
Outbreaks hit Valley schools.
Outbreaks. We had Miss Kathy Hoffman earlier on today. Superintendent, Public Instruction right here in Arizona. Talking about the outbreaks, because there's been some outbreaks, but how much outbreak has there really been? And I think that's one of the things. But she did say something when asked about, from our young Mr. Gettos here, about her level of worry. 1 to 10, what's the level of worry?
21 Phoenix area schools reporting COVID. Between 1 and 10, where do you stand?
That's hard. Hard to put a number to it. Probably around a 7. I'm not in any kind of crisis or panic mode. I am worried.
Now, a 7 to me, it feels like you're warm at least. Warming up to the crisis panic.
You know, I think for her it's a 7 because
she starts at a 5.
She might. I think I probably start at a 5 too.
Yeah.
I think it's a 7 for her because she takes this job very personally, being a former teacher, and she wants those kids to be safe. And I think, you know, is she ready to say, let's shut all the schools down? No, absolutely not. But I don't blame her for being worried.
I don't know if she can shut the schools down at the end of the day. I mean, she doesn't really have that kind of power.
Well, you asked her that question.
Yeah, she doesn't have that power. She said it's about the county. The county health commission has more power, and they're going to be the one dictating a lot of this. You know, so she may have some say in some of the stuff, but at the end of the day, it's about the counties themselves.
She also talks about masks.
That is certainly alarming to hear that teachers are buying their own PPE. I have not personally heard of that being a widespread issue. One of the issues I've been more focused on is making sure everyone knows that we still have mask mandates in our schools. That was part of the last executive order that focused on education issues, and that's still in place. And so even if a local county or city reverses and gets rid of their mask mandate, we still have the executive order which mandates that our students and teachers are wearing masks in the classroom.
So that's protected. No matter what, your kid and teachers will wear masks. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. It's a very good thing.
So we also asked her a little bit about the teacher shortage. About a little less than a third of classrooms don't have a teacher.
28%, right? 28% is what she said. They're struggling. And she says it's gotten worse since this because some people are scared. Some people have to take care of their own kids and family members. That's a tough thing. By the way, she didn't want us to teach, even though we offered.
Well, you did offer, I mean.
We offered. And you know what?
You could teach PE, soccer.
Totally.
I'm not teaching PE.
You could teach music.
I'm teaching math.
You could teach golf.
Can you imagine me teaching
math? I'll teach golf.
Oh, my gosh.
And soccer. You could teach softball. The Arizona Daily Downloads brought to you by... Oh, my Lord. Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of Arizona's Better's Business Bureau Award. Ethics Award, because they're awesome. And I almost ran into them the other day, but ethically, they were cool to me.
I want to teach AP Science.
How do you do this? Google is how you do it. Yeah, because you couldn't teach math now with all the Common Core.
I want to teach Calc.
2 plus 2 is 4, you would think, because I didn't know old math was broken, but apparently it is.
All right. Hey, coming up next, we'll legalize marijuana. Be a smelly problem here in the Valley.
Nah.
Ooh, the music ended.
Oh, my.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Drive home with the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, Becky Lynn with the breaking news. A couple more schools. We're keeping our eye on the outbreaks. Becky Lynn, you said Phoenix Union and Alhambra. They're both online schools, though. Everybody is online. Nobody's in the classroom.
Okay, so the Phoenix Union High School District is reporting this. And so it's the Betty H. Fairfax High School football team. So just because people aren't going to school in person, right, you know, they are still playing sports.
Okay.
So it's a student athlete on the football team,
all right,
at Betty H. Fairfax High. And then the Alhambra High School and the academies at South Mountain, main offices. So these would be employees.
Yeah, I think it's good that we put it in context, because when we talked to Kathy Hoffman last hour, we were talking about what is exactly an outbreak. Is it a big deal that 21 Phoenix area schools have reported COVID outbreaks? And so that could be one or two people. It could be a kid. It could be a member of the staff. So, and she even mentioned both of these schools, both of these school districts, Phoenix Union and Alhambra. And she said they're online only. So knowing that a football player from one of them and maybe a staff member from another, if you put it into perspective, there are no kids in school.
Yeah.
Other than some are playing sports and staff is at school. Am I getting that right?
That's what I understand.
Or is it a staff member on the football squad? Probably. That's probably what it would be.
No, it's a student athlete on the high school football team at Betty H. Fairfax.
And the staff member?
And I believe the staff members are the other schools. Okay. Yes.
Wow.
So when you talk about is that considered an outbreak?
Well, yeah. Well, it can't. Well, I mean, like, if you're a teacher at a school and nobody's there, that's you.
Yeah.
You got that. You didn't get that at school, probably.
All right. So so that's the deal. We'll keep you up to date on what's happening. All right. Will legalized marijuana be a smelly problem here in the Valley?
Ah, look what you did there.
I didn't mean to do it, and yeah. I just realized I did, which shows you how talented I really am.
I
do things I don't even know that are fantastic. KTAR.com. Go ahead and take the Gatos Big Q poll question of the day. It's brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. I debut it on the Broomhead program at 8:45. We're gonna bring his lazy rear end in here today, from what I understand, at 4:30. We'll talk a little politics. It's always fun to make fun of Mike Broomhead.
It is.
Here's the cue. Should Arizona legalize recreational marijuana? You're a yes. I'm a no. Broomhead is a no. All three of us have never smoked marijuana. I've never wanted it to be here legally. I think that you have in Colorado, and you and I were kind of sparring about this the other day. There are kids who get hold of this, if their parents have it, and sometimes they land in the hospital. I think one of the other problems is, you know, I think it makes police officers' job a little bit harder. If someone is, you know, swerving on the highway and you take the breathalyzer and you pass it, you might still be high. How do you deal with that? So there are a lot of changes.
Well,
that might need to be.
You talk about the smell. I do believe that most people, when they pull somebody over, as we have seen on our fabled shows that are no longer allowed to be on television anymore.
Oh, like Cops?
This thing we used to love called Live PD, where there's a certain odor that comes with a lot of this stuff.
Well, you could say it wasn't mine, and I just dropped somebody off, and it was her weed. And I didn't smoke it, but she did, and that's why my car smells. And then the officer's got to prove it.
Yeah. So, but it's different in different states, and they're, you know, you're not given a breathalyzer test. So they do a much different, and I don't know how we do it here and how we would do it here. So they have what they call a drug recognition expert in a lot of places that comes out to do something. They have chemical testing as well. So
well, this was voted down a few years ago. Will it be voted down this year?
But we've grown up. So.
I don't know. I think it's going to pass.
Yeah, I do too.
Should Arizona legalize recreational marijuana? 59% of KTAR say yes. 41% say no.
It's going to happen.
I
just dabbed.
You just dabbed on the air live? Now that's a first.
Oh.
Crying out loud.
Look, the war on drug has failed. It is.
What does that mean?
The war on drugs?
No, like, what do you, when you say it's failed, I just want to know what you mean.
We have, let's see here. Has it stopped any drugs? No.
Okay.
Has the drug epidemic continued to move forward? And have we put how many people in jail, in prison, that.
For small amounts of marijuana.
For small amounts of marijuana, that over and over again, when you look at it, it is absolutely. It that's been one of the big travesties in all of this stuff. And I understand the thought process. What ends up happening is usually the people that were dealing it didn't get caught, and the people that were using it, especially when it came to crack, and I know that was the big epidemic that they were looking at and stuff, but at the end of the day, we got to try something new. And the war on drugs has failed, and it's time to move on.
All right, coming up next.
Coming up.
Why it's okay for you to keep moving the goalpost on the pandemic. We're going to explain what we mean on that. It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Where news and entertainment hang out. It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
I'm kind of excited because 55 minutes from now, Mr. Swole will be here.
Yeah, Mike Broomhead.
The Broom.
He's going to be here. We'll talk some politics.
Totally going to talk politics, The Broom.
I'm going to talk politics.
Guys, let me tell you. Look at my arm. It's a massive arm. That I am huge.
I was just at the gym.
He's probably going to throw a tire at us when he gets here.
He probably will. 4:30. We'll talk some politics with Broomhead. Because we were just on his show. We gave him great ratings. So let's see if he can do the same for us.
Chris Christie had 7 days in intensive care.
He did. Yeah.
Do you think he has any underlying health conditions? Because he looks a healthy person.
No, he's not.
Okay.
And you know why I like Chris Christie? This is why I like Chris Christie.
He's like, quote, I was wrong.
I was wrong to not wear a mask. You learned something, didn't you? You did. See, you get COVID even if you wear a mask, but it's going to protect you the best. It's all we have right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And for him to get it and then say, you know what? What I did, I didn't. I may have still gotten it, but I could have protected myself, and I didn't. And he learned something from it. Trump's never going to learn anything from it. He's going to go out, and he's going to have 10,000 people, and some of them are going to get COVID because there's
nobody. But you know what? You have the right not to show up, and that's on you.
You have the right to show up, too, but again, it's just, to me, it's a little crazy to show up into a crowd of 10,000 people when you get 35 states and the numbers get
jacked.
Well,
you're asking. On the best day, you're asking the wrong person here about showing up. Do something like that.
Speaking of COVID, are you doing this because I'm doing this? I'm moving the goalposts.
No.
Like what I've kind of
said. The goalposts have been moved too many times for me.
What I've usually said is this. I'm trying to run the clock out on 2020 because that means we get the election over and done. Maybe we get a vaccine that will be put out. We're not going to get it yet. But we'll get some good news that this is the one.
That would be nice. That'd be nice.
Be nice. So when I say I'm moving the goalposts, like I'm looking at December 31st, 2020, New Year's Eve. Like if we can get there.
We can get anywhere.
It'll only be a couple months after that.
You hope.
So I'm like taking this pandemic like 2 months at a time. Because I can't look all the way to March or April and say, that's when I'm going to get the shot. That's when I'm going to get the pandemic. So what I'm doing is I'm setting the goalpost up for New Year's Eve, and then I'm going to move it again on January 1st.
So you're just taking it's how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? Like this is the bite I'm taking right now.
It's my internal pandemic timeline, and I keep shifting it because that's the only way to wrap my mind around how we're going to get through this.
And that's one of the things that I think people can go through stuff, but you've got to show that there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Exactly.
At first, people understand that there's not a light at the end of the tunnel. The frustration, I think, starts to come when the goalposts feel like it's getting moved, and it doesn't feel like we are getting some of the answers we need. And I think that's the frustration level that a lot of people are feeling. And if you can't – I mean, if we're at this position this time next year, I don't know what that looks like.
Oh.
I have no idea what that – and is that a possibility? That's absolutely a possibility. Because we may not get the vaccine that we want.
Right.
And remdesivir today, by the way, you know, because Trump's touted that, right? And everybody's like, oh, yeah. Well, remdesivir, World Health Organization says, nah, it doesn't do anything. We've done a study of all these patients. Doesn't do anything. It's not helping.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I hope that's wrong.
So
I hope it helped Trump, and I hope that it'll be out there for people.
Now, that's not the antibody cocktail he got. That's something different. This is the remdesivir.
Got it.
And they said, doesn't help. But this also goes back to, it's much like with the hydroxychloroquine. People who will say remdesivir, much like the other stuff, early on is better. At the end of it in the battle is going to make you, that's a Hail Mary.
I think it's a lot of how you get through a pandemic is it's in your imagination. and you see what, like, the government's response is and how other people are handling it. Some people are handling it well. Some people aren't.
What's happening with our veterans?
Oh, it's awful what we heard yesterday. The thousands of more
40,000 normally a month they get as far as their struggle with PTSD and call in for mental health. 900,000 a month is what they're averaging now.
It's awful. It's awful. So I think that I just kind of use my imagination, and I see the goalpost, and it's set up for December 31st. Now, when I wake up after New Year's Eve, I know that the problem hasn't gone away, but I move the goalpost because I don't think I can do, well, in 6 months, maybe we'll have a vaccine. I can't do that.
No, because that feels like...
I want to just erase 2020, and I want to move on to next year and just to have it in my head to think it will be better next year. Who knows? It might not be, but I can't have that attitude.
No, can't. It's there's no way. You can't get through something like that.
No. 2021 can't be worse. For me, it can't be worse. Lost my mom to COVID, the beginning of the virus, and how scared people were to even touch anything because we didn't know anything about it. You know, to go through the hottest summer in Arizona where, you know, it was, you know, a lot of people stayed away from restaurants. They didn't want to be inside. I'm thinking I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. That's how I have to go through this because it's the only way
I'm looking out. I'm with you as far as next year, I think the second half of next year we'll have a rosier outlook at the beginning of the year, but the second half it'll feel normal. It'll start to really feel normal.
Yeah.
But that's it. But if you say a year from now, oh my God, that's
'cause starting in March, it was brutal. And I'll tell you, the last 2 months haven't been too bad. It seems much normal. We're doing a lot more things because we're allowed to do it.
Yeah.
So, but now we're going to talk about this at 4 o'clock. Well, we're now hearing about, my goodness, someone called it today the second wave of COVID and someone else called it the third surge.
Yeah,
so we're going to talk about that.
But those are all people who live for panics. So panic. That's a headline right there.
Yeah. It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, 2 till 6.
All right, will we have election results in Arizona on election night? We'll ask Secretary of State Katie Hobbs at 4:05, so make sure you're here in 15 minutes.
Joining us now, the legal expert, the one we turn to for all questions, legal and otherwise, Monica Lindstrom here. Monica, Amy Coney Barrett, how'd you rate her performance on the old hot seat there with all the people asking the questions and the political, you know, shenanigans going on? What'd you think?
I would rate her performance a 10. And let me explain that I don't believe with all of her stances and her policy things, how she feels. But strictly on her performance, she answered every single question the way that she should have. She remembered almost every single case. She remembered every legal precedent. She remembered everything that she wrote. I mean, she didn't even have any notes in front of her. So in terms of her judicial demeanor, the way she answered and the way she did not let any of the senators get to her at any point in time, how could you not give her a 10 for that?
They're voting next Thursday. It used to be, hey, Scalia, hey, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you guys are qualified for the job. There's no doubt about that. We don't have to like your politics, but as far as you understanding everything, it's not going to be that way. But she is pretty darn qualified for this job. And I think she couldn't be
any more qualified. Quite honestly, whether you like her policies or not, I don't know how you could find someone else more qualified.
There you go.
Monica Lindstrom's joining us on KTAR. Hey, let's switch to Prop 207. So this is, do you want marijuana to be legal recreationally, right? So if Arizona voters approve Prop 207, what is Gilbert doing? They're saying it doesn't matter?
Well, Gilbert, they have this brand new ordinance that will only take place if Prop 207 passes. And it said it's going to prohibit recreational marijuana. There will be no retail establishments and no testing facilities in Gilbert other than the one place that is already there. So it's interesting because they've passed a law that will kick in only if Prop 207 passes.
So, like, does that mean if you live in Gilbert and you want recreational marijuana and you get it in Phoenix and you bring it back to Gilbert, then what happens?
You're well, good? you're not able to smoke it in any open place, okay. So you'd have to really stick within your own house, and you wouldn't be able to buy it there. So what it does is it really makes things kind of confusing because you have to know where all the Gilbert boundaries are, and you can stand on this side of Gilbert in Mesa and smoke a joint.
So what you're telling everybody in Gilbert is just keep doing what you're doing now, being a little low-key because everybody else got kind of uptight.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they obviously can't completely control what's being done in your own home, right? But you're not going to be able to go outside of the Gilbert Park and toke it up. It's just not going to happen. But it is kind of confusing because other cities might do the same thing that Gilbert does or is planning to do. And then you've got a state where in some towns you can do something, in other towns you can't. And that just gets confusing for people.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Monica, thanks for joining us.
Look at Monica.
Bye, guys.
Crushing it out the park. Legal expert. Super scholar herself. Should have asked her, would you have cracked under the pressure? Would you have?
Well, coming up next.
Coming up.
Katie Hobbs,
pressure.
Secretary of State, is Arizona going to know the results of who we're voting for? It's all coming up.